Welcome to Season 6 of the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. This season of the podcast is devoted to the greatest sermon ever preached, the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus teaches His people about life in the kingdom of God.
You have heard it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy, but I tell you, love your enemy and pray for those who persecute you. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? So, we're motivated because we want a greater experience of sonship and because of the promise of reward. That's the motivation. The method is praying for the person, number one. And then Jesus gives us another specific action in verse 47. In addition to praying for the person, look at verse 47. And I think this is almost comical. And if you greet only your brothers, what are you doing more than others? Do not even the pagans do that. Jesus brings up greeting. We're different from the pagans because we greet our enemies. I love that, that Jesus brings up greeting. I mean, this is the Sermon on the Mount. I mean, this is famous for its impossibly high ethical standards. I mean, these hard, impossible things that Jesus says to do. And we would expect Jesus to lay down your life for your enemy. Take a bullet for your enemy. Do the, you know, all this stuff. And instead, he says, say hi. It kind of a little unexpected. Instead of saying all these hard things, he gives us the absolute easiest thing you could possibly do. Now why? Why does Jesus give us something so easy here? I think maybe one reason why he gives us something so easy is to expose how unloving our hearts really are. I mean, giving a greeting, it is the easiest thing you can do. It costs you absolutely nothing. And yet, when somebody really has hurt you, it seems impossible. It's so hard. They hurt you. They have not apologized. They have not acknowledged that what they did is even wrong. They're oblivious to what they're doing. That you haven't taken revenge. You haven't yelled. You haven't screamed. You haven't cussed them out. You haven't punched them in the nose. You haven't done any cold shoulder, any of that. You've been very civil, very controlled. But now, you see them coming toward you, and you're going to go out of your way to establish eye contact and give a big, gracious smile and a nice, warm greeting? Ah, can you do it? You see, when all other forms of retaliation are taken away, that coolness without in a lack of a greeting is all we have left. And a warm, loving greeting is, it's just going to make them think nothing's wrong. It's going to make them think everything's okay, and they're not going to realize how much they're hurting me. They're not going to realize anything's wrong, and they're just going to go about their business. So, I think if we ask Jesus, why did you pick something so easy? He may very well say, if you think it's so easy, just do it. And once you get that down, I'll give you something a little harder. Another reason Jesus may have had in mind for why he pointed to greetings is because greetings, as easy as they are really important. They're really very important. They play a role in our lives that's big. Do you realize that greetings are your only point of contact with most of the people that you ever encounter? There are a handful of people that you will talk to in depth today, maybe have a meal with them, have some sort of recreation with them or whatever, but the vast majority of people, even here this morning, you will have no interaction with at all beyond a greeting. In fact, isn't it true that for many people in this church, your relationship with that person consists 100% with greetings? You got 180 people, however we got here. I mean, you can't be best friends with 180 people. You got certain people that you have time. This is by God's design. I'm not saying this is bad. This is by God's design. People that you're not really close to, 100% of your interactions, your relationship with this person is made up 100% of just greetings. How you say hello and goodbye when you see them. And so it's important. And if you're like me, and you're an introvert, and you don't have very many people skills, that's no excuse to disobey God. this is like prayer. Greetings are like prayer. This is another thing about the two things that Jesus picked. He picked prayer, he picked greeting. He picked two things that anyone can do. You don't have to have a lot of skills. Even an introvert can smile and give you a friendly greeting. Anybody can do that. You may not be able to keep a conversation going past 20 seconds after the greeting, but a warm greeting only takes a moment. Anyone can do it. And I think we need to realize the importance of this. In fact, I think we need to teach this to our kids. You know, I think one of the most common mistakes parents make is allowing their children to be rude in the area of greetings. You know, when my kids were little, somebody would say hi, and it's a typical thing, you know, real little kids, they would look down at the floor, not respond, run behind my leg, and, you know, I would just say, oh, she's just being shy, you know. Finally, someone pointed out, she may be being shy, she's also being rude. That's rude. And 1 Corinthians 13, love is not rude. And so I taught my kids to always respond to a greeting. Always, and it's not that hard. I found out, even though they're a little kid, and even though they're shy by nature, even a little shy kid can, with no people skills whatsoever, can be taught, whenever an adult says, oh, what a pretty dress, to make eye contact, smile, and say thank you. That's all it is. But if we use shyness as an excuse for our kids to be unloving in the area of our greeting, then we're going to tend to think that it's valid for us as adults. If we're feeling a little shy, that we can be unloving too in the area of a greeting. But Jesus elevates greetings to a very high level. And love will give a warm greeting, not only to friends, but to everyone, including enemies. This is what love does. It's important to understand that Jesus is commanding us to love everyone. Now, the question came up last week. Does that mean we love everyone the same? And the answer is no. We don't love everyone the same. God doesn't love everyone the same, neither should we. He causes the sun to rise on the evil and the good, and he sends the rain on the wicked and the righteous. But he doesn't adopt everyone into his family. And he doesn't give everyone the Holy Spirit. He doesn't treat everyone as a son or daughter. And he has commanded us to have a special love for believers. We're the same way. The one another commands are for brothers and sisters in Christ. We have a greater love for Christians than for non-Christians. Some forms of God's love are universal, like the sun and the rain. Other forms of God's love are specific for family. And it's the same with us. There are some forms of love that have to be reserved for family. If you give them to everyone, then you have to neglect the people close to you. And the Bible says don't do that. But there are other forms of love that you don't have to neglect anything in order to spread them broadly. They're the kinds of love that you can just broadcast to everyone. And greetings are like that. They're like the sun and the rain is to God. Greetings are to us. We can just be indiscriminate. Give them to everybody. Doesn't take any time away from your family. Doesn't threaten to put you in bankruptcy. Doesn't rob you of any your ministry efforts. It's the kind of love that you're perfectly free to just broadcast without distinction. So, love your enemy in order to have a greater experience of the fatherhood of God. How do you do it? By faith. Trusting in His justice, trusting in His reward, His promise of reward. What are some of the practical expressions of faith? What are you supposed to actually do? Pray? Greet. If you have a strained relationship with someone, I recommend what I call the grocery store test. It's very simple. If you saw that person in the grocery store, would you greet them? Maybe you notice them down at the end of the aisle. Would you keep walking and go down a different aisle that you weren't going to go down just to avoid having to greet them? Or if you just suddenly turned around and there they were, how warm would your greeting be? And how genuine would that warmth be? At first glance, it seems like Jesus isn't saying much when he says greet them, but boy, if someone's hurt you, it is not easy. I recommend imagining whoever's the hardest would be the hardest for you to greet warmly. Just imagine a scenario, just daydream about seeing them in a store and giving them a proper, warm Christian greeting that would be pleasing to God. Rehearse that in your mind so that when the time comes, you'll be ready. And beyond just greeting your enemies, Scripture has a lot to say about greeting your friends and loved ones. When you go to church or when you go anywhere where you're going to see brothers and sisters in Christ especially, realize how much importance God places on greeting. Don't neglect this very powerful tool for dispensing God's grace. Warm Christian greetings. You may not be gifted in music or rhetoric or whatever, but anyone can give a warm greeting. It's a gift of grace that you can bestow on person after person after person at church. Use it liberally.
Thank you for listening. We pray that in this series your life will be transformed by the soaring ethics, deep insights, and glorious promises of the Sermon on the Mount. We are crowdfunded ministry, so if you would like this podcast to continue, please consider supporting us with a tax-deductible gift. Just go to treasuringgod.com and click on Give. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.